Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Daytime After Dark. I'm so excited about our guest today. And if you have any fan questions for guest Jennifer Bassey, who's been on All My Children, General Hospital, Grey's Anatomy, my favorite movie, 27 Dresses. Please call in to 1-347-850-8721. Now, let me bring on Jennifer for you guys. Hi, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing, and where are you?
Oh, I'm in Seattle, Washington, the coldest place, I feel, right now.
I did a movie there once, and I've got to tell you, I came back to my hotel room, and they said, Miss Bassey, your limo is here. I said, no, I did not order a limo. And they said, no. They called me back, and they said, your limo is here. And this limo driver, and this is when All My Children was really, really popular, he recognized me, and he said, please come down. I'd like to take you around Seattle and show you this city as my guest, and it was absolutely wonderful, and I love Seattle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, the only complaint I have is we get rain a lot, but that's how Seattle is. I mean, it's not like we get, you know, any of the hurricanes or anything. So we are pretty, you know, safe with that. But I'm so glad you're doing the show. I love Jasper for getting you on for me because you have been one of our guests since I started the show 10 years ago, but I've been trying to get you on the show. And when you were in 27 Dresses, I'm like, that's who? All My Children. You know, so I was very, you know, proud of you to be in such a great movie because I watched 27 Dresses about 97 times. It's my favorite movie, and you did such a great job at it. And I mean, I just wanted to tell you that because, you know, you were incredible, and, you know, I wish. You know, there was a 27 Dresses Part 2, and then you could be on it, but, you know.
It was, I think that was a wonderful movie, and it's got a really good life, I think. It really is out there. The director was terrific, and she was wonderful. So, Katherine Heigl. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a fever of 104, though, when we did it. I was lying in my trailer, and the place they rehearsed was a freezer, and I got sick. And by the time they called me to shoot, my fever was about 104. But it didn't look like it, but I think I looked about 104.
Wow. I mean, you've done so many great shows and projects. But you will always be known as, you know, the face of All My Children. You know, Marion Colby was, you know, one of those characters that everyone loved. And you will go down in history with a mother-daughter, you know, kind of sleeping with the same guy. And you have Michael E. Knight as the guy you guys were going after. So I always thought you were a very lucky person to have that kind of story.
Oh, yeah. Michael Knight's on General Hospital now. So
yes, he is. Oh, my gosh. He's doing a great job over there. Yes.
Oh, good. That's great. And, yeah, no, the storyline on All My Children, I mean, how many times are you offered a role on and off for 30 years where you play a nymphomaniac alcoholic? I mean, who sleeps with everybody? I mean, you know, what a gift.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, yes, I was. And I slept with everybody in town. I was the original cougar in 1983. I was the original. There had never been a cougar before. I was sleeping with Michael when he was 19.
That is really awesome. I didn't remember that, but it was, you know, all my children was in our home for 40-plus years. And for the fans, when you guys went off, it was like almost someone died. It felt like a death. And, you know, for people to have you guys in our living room, you know, day in and day out, and then the boom when you got canceled, how was it for you when you found out that they were going to cancel all my children? Were you stunned? Or did you have a feeling this was going to happen?
Well, when they moved us to California, I thought that was a very odd thing to do. We
Me too.
The handwriting's on the wall, you know. Absolutely. I don't know. There were glimmers of it, so I don't think anybody was horribly shocked. But I think it was a dumb move on ABC's part, because One Life to Live and All My Children and General Hospital were very popular. And there's been no successful shows that I know of since then that have done well. So I think that they made a mistake, but that's my feeling.
Well, you know, I agree with you, and you know, I felt with your character was one of the, you know, funniest characters on All My Children, and you know, you worked alongside of David Canary, and you were working alongside of Michael Ena. You were working with everyone, and it was just having you there made All My Children a better place. So it just felt like when you went off, I felt bad for you, because I'm like, okay, there goes his job security down the tubes, darn it. So yes, I was very, you know, sad for you, because I'm like, okay, they just fired everyone. And yeah, and back then when you were on All My Children, and when the affair with Tam Martin, and you know, you and Liza was going on, and it was such a time that no one really didn't do something like that in daytime. What was your fan reaction about that?
About the show going off?
The fan reaction with the storyline with Michael and you and Liza, and
you
know, the fact.
Like a family feeling, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, some people, you know, have a problem with a mother and daughter sleeping with the same boyfriend. And I didn't. I thought it was great. I thought, you know, and I actually thought you and Michael had more chemistry together than him and Liza. So I always wanted them to make you and Chad a real couple. I thought that would have been such an amazing couple, and they never won that way, so I was always mad at them.
Well, Michael Knight and David Canary are two wonderful people to work with. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of to work with there. So David was just, he was just brilliant. I mean, the man could do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. And he was funny and a gentleman, and he was serious about his work, and he deserved every Emmy he ever won. And Michael was the same. Michael's very, very funny, very intelligent,
yes,
and a very good artist, by the way. He's a good painter, and he's a good guy. So, yeah, I was very lucky. And Marcy Walker was brilliant, a brilliant actress. So I worked with really, really, really talented people.
Oh, I mean, you did. And, you know, when you went over to Grey's Anatomy, again, you did such a wonderful job because I'm a Grey's Anatomy. There should be like a club because I'm really addicted to Grey's Anatomy. And when you were on, I was so happy in the storyline you were in and everything. I just thought it was awesome to have you on Grey's because you did such a great job.
I love Grey's Anatomy. I was booked for 1 week. And they liked me a lot, so they wrote 2 more weeks. So I did 3 episodes, and it just was.
Yeah.
And they, and, you know, Shonda Rhimes, I think, is an amazing producer because she's very hands-on. I remember I was in the wardrobe room, and she said, I've got to get a shot of your shoes. I said, why? And she said, oh, Shonda has to approve everything. I said, really? She approves all the costumes, she said, of everybody, yeah. And she was at the read-through and very funny, very nice, very loving to her cast. And that's why the show has been such a major hit for such a long time, because she is so hands-on all of her shows.
Well, yeah, and also I was wondering, when you saw the Grey's Anatomy, were you guys shooting in California then? Because I know like twice a year they do take it to Seattle, and because like all the freeways are closed off and everything, and I tried to get down to the set, but it hasn't worked out yet. I'm not giving up. But were you in L.A. when you did your taping, or did they make you go to Seattle for the taping?
I was living in California then.
Okay, because, you know, they come out here like 2 times a year, and they do, have real stuff going on in Seattle, like the Space Needle and the fairies that everyone can see. So, yeah, that's what I was curious about. But I just want you back on Grace, because, like I said, you did a great job, and also you did a great job. You did a great job on L.A. Law, which is another one of my favorites. I wish I was a lawyer because, you know, I remember you on there. How was that experience?
I didn't quite catch the question.
So L.A. Law, you were on L.A. Law?
Oh, yeah, I did L.A. Law. I played a judge on L.A. Law. I've done a lot of series. I did a lot.
Oh, you have?
When all the stars wouldn't do it. You know, now all the stars are on television. In other words, you can't get a movie unless you're starring on television in something. And when I started, you know, on TV in the 60s and Broadway as well, a star would not do soap opera, and a star certainly would not do television. So it's gone full circle now. All the stars are on television, and the more followers they have, then they can get a Broadway show or a movie.
Well, I never knew that either. Wow. Things I've learned.
Every famous person, every you can think of, is on television.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And when you got the call to go on General Hospital, I was jumping up and down trying not to kill myself because I'm really clumsy. And how was that? Because when I saw you on there, I was hoping and praying they would make you more like, you know, a bigger role so you can be on it a little longer because everyone enjoyed seeing you, you know, back on ABC, back on a soap. And, you know, you did such a good job with Ryan Pavey and all that. So a lot of people You know, the guy that played...
I was living in New York then, so I did commute. I did fly back and forth to New General Hospital.
Okay, well, we won you back on General Hospital. I did a little poll, and people want to see you back on there. So if you want me to treat Frank and tell him that you need to be on there, I will totally do that for you.
I'd be a pain in the ass to Michael Knight.
Oh, yes, that's why I want you on there. It would be cool. And also, the guy that plays...
I could be Michael's mother.
Wow, oh my gosh, yes, I could see that. I could see that really happening. And also, you have on my children, you also have William Dubai, that's over on General. And you also have, I can't think of his name, but he was also on AMC. And I'm sure one of the co-hosts will think of the name I'm thinking about when they come on. And I better bring out my co-host because people are going to kill me if they don't get to talk to you. So let me bring on your number one fan who loves you. And his name is David, and he's PR department and one of the co-hosts. So here's David.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. How you
Hi,
doing?
David.
How you doing, Jennifer? I'm such a big fan of yours.
Thank you very much.
I've seen you in so many things. You were on Murphy Brown. What was that like, working on Murphy Brown?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, Candace Bergen was adorable, and I saw her 2 nights later at a party. And working with, his name is eluding me. It was great fun. Great fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a good show.
Yeah. Also, my favorite movie, Dustin Checkton. What was I like working on that? Dustin Checkton.
I'm sorry. I didn't get what you were saying. I'm so sorry.
The movie Dustin Checkton.
That was my fave. I mean, I think the orangutan that I was working with was the best actor I've ever worked with.
David, any more questions?
What?
Did you get to work with Palmer, James Mitchell, or All My Children?
Palmer, yes. I worked with him.
Oh, thank you,
yes.
Palmer.
What about
What was it about with Palmer? What's his name?
James Mitchell.
How was it? Yeah, that's what he asked, yeah.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's just a gentleman. He's just the sweetest, he was the sweetest guy you'd ever want to know. Just perfect. Maybe he's still here. I'm sure he's still here, isn't he?
No, I think he died a long time ago. I think he did.
How long ago did he die?
Probably like 20, 30 years, I think.
No, not 20 years. No, that's impossible.
He's been there for a long time.
He was terrific. Couldn't meet a more charming man and very funny.
I know. Yeah. Well, you were great in the Dan and Marion storyline. You were great. Yeah, I used to watch
you
all the time on All My Children.
Thank you very much.
And I'm such a big fan. Okay, thanks for answering my questions.
Oh, what did you say, David?
I said, thank you for answering my questions. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're good? You're good with all your questions,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah.
I will bring on, let me see. Five, six, seven, you're on the air.
I'm good, thank you. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Good. I just want
who are you?
He's going to be playing baseball this summer. And I just wanted to say God bless the USA and our troubled economy. I hope things are going to get better. Just want to say God bless the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my God. Jennifer, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. I don't know what he was talking about to you.
I feel like we got pretty cool. Okay, let's just go to another. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, Jennifer. First of all, Carly, I think I know who they are, but because I have listened to them all the time on SiriusXM, so I will not name them until after the show. Anyways, Jennifer, it's great to talk to you because I really have enjoyed your work on all my children.
Thank you.
And I just and I also want to say it's kind of is awkward timing because you would come on GH the same time that Rebecca Budding was leaving, and she would come back the same time that you didn't get back into the storyline. Seems kind of unusual, and now she's gone.
No, she's back.
Yeah, but she's back, but she's about to exit. Because I think she and Cameron, who you worked briefly on All My Children with, when she and Eden was a couple on the show, just recently left.
I love Rebecca, and I love Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia was a great person because she came on the show about 3 years ago, and it was great to just talk to her and everything else. But I do want to say I really enjoy your work. Man, it's interesting on how you have worked with all these people like Kelly Ripa, who is now a star on her own in the morning time, and of course with several people that are now in General Hospital, including most recently Rebecca, who just left and stuff. So I just was glad to just get a chance to check out the you on All My Children. Now, did you work with, Jamie Lahr, who was a star on Melrose Place when she took over the role of Kobe? I think it was Jamie, because she came on after Marcy retired and stuff like that during the closing moments of the ABC broadcast of All My Children before it went to the online.
Well, that was the granddaughter. That was the daughter of Marcy, right?
Right. No. Because I think there was a couple of Kobe's on there, because I think one of them was in a Hallmark Channel movie, Natalie Hall, the last one that was on when before it went from ABC to the Internet. Cause I do remember Natalie, because she was in a couple of Hallmark Channel movies, because I watch the Hallmark Channel movies a lot just to see how my friends in daytime are doing. But what was it like to work with this young lady who later became a star of her own in the Hallmark Channel movies?
Well, that's great. No, there was a very pretty blonde girl that toward the end, when I left California, I was on the last four episodes. And she was playing Kobe, and I thought, wow, she was a real knockout. I mean, she was very pretty, really pretty.
Right. And, well, hopefully we can have you back on daytime. I know that that Carly has some real calls to get to besides any morning show radio station. So I apologize for the rudeness of these guys who I can't even say right now, because I'm with somebody who I don't want to just end up just being rude to you by cursing or anything like that. Because I'm a little bit furious over what happened just now with Carly. So I do apologize again.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
All right, you have a good one.
We are going to take our last call, and let's see. Okay, maybe not our last call. Okay, hold on. 707, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Blog Talk Radio Daytime on After Dark?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's like it's a person known as Alvin George and stuff, and so that's not my real name, but like is Jennifer Bassey? Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Jennifer Bassey is here with us.
I don't know if you want to be willing to answer this question, but I'm going to ask, but it's my understanding that you're, of all the years that you're associated with All My Children, you're actually only under, like, contract from, like, 1998 to 2003, and then, like, how come, can you possibly tell me how come you went off contract in 2003 with All My Children? Was it your decision, the network's decision, or was there, like, a mutual agreement involved or something?
Well, I'm going to be honest and tell you the truth. The head of daytime television, David and I won Most Popular Couple at the Soap Opera Digest Awards in 2000 and something. And it was the first time that anybody over 40 had ever won Most Favorite Couple, a couple over 40, and we were well over 40. And the new head of daytime came in. I was told this years later. And said, who are those two older people? And they said, that's David Canary and Jennifer Bassey. She said, well, they won't be working anymore because I want no one over 40 to work. And so I did not work for 3 years, and then they took me off contract, and that's why. And that's the truth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I meant, like, thanks for answering. So basically, like, they kept you on contract for, like, 3 years, basically, and you didn't really work,
well,
basically?
Well, because, you see, I was a very popular character. The Stewart storyline, Stewart and I, were very, very popular. They couldn't take me off contract right away. So what they did was they didn't use me for 3 years. And so when they took me off contract, the fans weren't angry because I hadn't been on.
My understanding is like in 2004, but like Marcy Walker, you know, who played your daughter Liza Colby on All My Children, like she went off contract then, and like she took a job as a full time Christian youth minister, how was it? It's my understanding that you worked for at least her last scenes, or at least she was on contract, like she did some scenes later on recurring staff, but how was it like filming you're working with Marcy on your last scenes together.
How did I like working with Marcy?
I understand you liked working in general, but how was it like filming those last scenes with her, like in 2004?
I'm not quite sure. Working on what in 2004?
The last scenes that you did with
you
Marcy
last,
in 2004.
The last four shows?
I'm in 2004. I'm going to talk about, sorry. Sorry if I'm having issues. Like, you know, the last.
What was it like working on the last show before the show went off?
Yeah, the last shows that you did with Marcy and Walker in 2004.
Okay, Marcy
and when she
wasn't
was basically.
On. Marcy wasn't there. It was David Canary, who was ill then.
You're talking about 2011? I was talking about 2004, man. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2015. I was talking about the last scenes, but this would have been like with Marcy Walker in 2004. I mean, actually, when she was basically leaving the show to work as a.
I can't remember, so I don't remember what was going on.
When
you play a part over 30 years, you know, on and off, it's hard to remember stories, so I don't remember dates. If you told me the situation, Marcy was leaving, but people were always leaving and coming back. And but she was really leaving that time. You know, she was really leaving.
No offense, you said.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. We have other callers.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Yeah, and we have Maggie. Maggie is on the line.
Yeah.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Carly. Hi. Yes, I am a big fan of yours, and
oh,
I loved
you.
When you were with Ted. I was pulling for you instead of Liza.
Say that again about Liza.
Yeah. Oh, those are the days.
Oh, thank you. Carol Burnett was asked on the last day of the show, when the last show aired, what was her favorite storyline? And she said Marcy Walker, Michael Knight, and Jennifer Bassey, when they were all together at that storyline. People love that storyline.
It's epic. I mean, that should go down in history. You started the Cougars, and I don't believe in Cougars, but you started them. Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for adding the Cougar genre, maybe.
Well, right. Well, you know,
when I was
cast, I mean, I came in and they said, I was in my early 40s, and they said, you have to sleep with a 19-year-old. How do you feel about that? And I said, well, if he can handle it, I can handle it. And Michael and I, well, we adored each other. And so we used to choreograph our love scenes. We had a blast. We were laughing. I mean, you know, we had a great time together.
Great. That's what showed up on the screen. I mean, it was to me, it was epic. I will never forget that part. And, the James Mitchell, he was born in 1920, and he passed away January 22nd. James Mitchell did.
Palmer Cartland. What year?
2010.
I must have been at a memorial for him. You know, I still feel what you hear, you know?
Oh.
Wow.
How could it be that long? I can't believe how long it is. I mean, 9 years? Wow. You know?
Yeah. And David's been almost 5 years. Yeah.
5 years.
That was horrible. Horrible, horrible, sad.
Oh. And Stuart loved you so much. Oh, I love those scenes.
I did too. I mean, I was thrilled to work with David. And any time you work with David was just great fun. Great fun, I got to tell you. And we would send up things. And what we did to James Mitchell. James Mitchell used to have a mind problem, a memory problem. So he would leave. If he had blocking where he had to walk from his table to the fireplace and then over to the dining room table, and he would leave little pieces of paper on each place. When he went off to get final makeup and notes and things, he'd change all the notes. So when they started taking, he would go over to the fireplace and go, "What?" And then we'd all start laughing because he wouldn't know it wasn't the line. He knew it was the wrong line. So we tease him and do that once in a while. It was very funny.
Oh, it must have been the Phil. Aw, poor baby. Aw. But it was really a clever idea to do that on the plates. I mean, well, he was the original, we could call them place cards, only they were place notes.
No, we have no teleprompters for many, many years, nothing. It's like doing a trustee's act without a net.
God
You're
bless
out there
him.
On your own. You're out there on your own. Yeah, it's pretty spooky. A lot of people can't do it because it's really multitasking.
It sounds like it.
Well, yeah, you've got the cables. You've got to be careful not to trip. You've got the camera angles. You've got your lines. The other actor has got his, but the lighting is not good, so you have to move, and then the camera can't get the shot. It's just it's very complicated stuff.
Wow.
And
everybody was telling me.
We do 100 pages every day. In movies, they do 5 or 6 pages every day.
100?
So we do over 100 usually every day, yeah. Every day.
Wow.
Every day. And we get out at 6 o'clock. So you can imagine. You've got to be prepared. If you're not, you're fired real quick.
Really?
If you hold on for the show, because after 6 o'clock, everybody goes on overtime, and the networks don't, you've got to get out by 6. So if you're an actor that's having problems or going too slow for getting your lines, you will be gone very soon.
Wow, I didn't know they probably got fired. I just figured they'd probably get, you know, your bad boy, whatever, take you off the scene for the day.
Well,
but
no, some people get fired because, you know, their attitude. Some people get fired because their character has done its course and there's nowhere else to write for it anymore.
True.
I mean, there's many
mm-hmm.
reasons why people leave, but some people mm-hmm. leave because they can't do the medium. They panic. The camera goes on and they can't remember their lines, so they get panicked.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's scary.
It's scary, isn't it?
I mean, not for me, because I've done it.
No, you never did.
But a lot of people, when you're new, yes, it's very scary. Yeah.
Wow. Now we have people come on the show, and they're on for a couple of days, and then they vanish. And I could never figure out why. Yeah. But
yeah,
I guess
it's like deer in the headlights sometimes, and that's why.
Wow. David Canary passed in 2005. When he did the push-ups on the Academy Awards, was it? When he went out there and did push-ups? Or what show was that? Emmys?
The what?
He went out on the stage and he did a push-up.
Yeah, and okay, Maggie, why was asking her, but I didn't remember the name. And now I have you here. You know, the guy that plays Valentine. What's his real life name? Because I was wondering if you guys were on at the same time.
James Patrick Stewart.
Who are we talking? What guy are we talking about?
Okay. And also, did you get any chance to work with Zay Eddie Peck when he was on there as Dr. Jake Martin?
No, that was a long time ago.
That's too bad. Zay Eddie's a sweetheart.
I made a pass at him over my husband's dead coffin, my dead husband's coffin. I think I made a pass at him.
You did. You really did.
Yeah, I did.
I remember that.
But that's about the only scene we had. We never got to work together. Well, you've been watching the show for a long time.
Day one.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you know who's coming,
cool.
You know who's coming to lunch tomorrow? Anne, the original Anne.
Oh.
Judith Barcroft.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's coming to lunch with Wisner Washam, who was the head writer of All My Children for many, many years. They're coming to lunch tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So tell her I love her. Just say Margie loves her. Wow. That's wonderful. I like to be
that is awesome.
On the wall. Oh.
And we really want to have you back on because you are going to go down as one of our favorite guests. And if you have something new to promote, please come back and we will promote it for you. If there's a project you're working on or anything, please let us know so we can promote it for you and you can talk about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you,
and
you
have a great day.
It was great talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. can I be a fly on the wall tomorrow? I would love to see that lunch.
Okay, I think I'm going to pass out, you guys.
That's right.
Because of what happened?
Oh, forget that. Ignore it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ignore
it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Bobby?
Yeah. Yep, we can hear. Yes, we can.
Okay. First of all, I think I know who they are because I listened to Howard Stern a lot a couple of years ago before I joined this show. I think that was Richard and Sal from the Howard Stern show. And I have to say, if they're listening, Howard was great 20, 15 years ago, but if you guys are trying to get a public confession and embarrass us on satellite radio, you have another thing coming, boys. Because now the real reason why I wanted to call at the end of this show was because as far as Maggie goes, because Maggie and I lost about 10 minutes at General Hospital yesterday because of breaking news, and I was afraid that we might have lost it again because of the impeachment hearings were on most of the day today. Yeah. I didn't know if they came in or they broke in.
I put it on Twitter that we were on today because I got it in Chicago. So if one market's closed, we just
I got it.
Okay, because I was about to text you about then the how long I was going to be on until those idiots try to sabotage our show. But that was it.
Mm-hmm. It was on during The View and Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Okay, because I think I may have put it on the Cozy channel for Days of Our Lives, but I'm not sure if I got that or regular programming on there because I accidentally deleted it from the original NBC thing because I didn't want the impeachment drama on my show at the same time.
Genius. Mm. I wish I would have thought of that.
Oh,
very good, Bobby.
Well, so what time is the party, Bobby?
Well, I have to get off the air soon, but I do want to say quickly that the Bears and Cowboys play tomorrow night. That's on Fox. That's good news for us. And then Sunday night, you guys got the Rams, and that game's going to be a Sunday night game. And next Sunday, Seattle will play the Carolina Panthers, and that game is going to be shown in our area at 1 o'clock. They haven't moved it because of the big game, because the big game of the night happened when that was Pittsburgh and Buffalo from 1 to NBC Sunday night slots next week.
Next week?
Yeah. I don't know about the Bears, but I think you guys play at the same time the Panthers and Seahawks play on next Sunday. I know you guys play tomorrow night. And that's on Fox, and I'll try to watch that because it's on the same time the Carolina Hurricanes is on. I want to cheer them on, even though I tried to stay awake for the Blackhawks game. I couldn't make it past the first period of that game, and it was but that's it. But
Bobby?
I'll try my best to watch. Huh? Yeah.
You want to laugh, Bobby?
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm following your Hurricanes. I'm watching them too.
We are playing the Rams this Sunday, and the following week we are playing the Panthers, so Bobby might not want to talk to me on that day. And
We can talk about it more next Friday, because I want to just make sure the actual schedule is out that doesn't have the Bears on CBS, because if they have it on CBS at 1, that might be a good thing for me. If it's a regional game at the same time as the Panthers game, Maggie and I might not have to talk for a couple of days.
as far as I can see, they're on my team, my Bears are on Fox, thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
So, I really like them better on Fox. I like the announcers better, and otherwise, when they're on other stations, I turn the volume off and call my own game.
Right. Well, I think as far as I know, unless this changes, the Chiefs have Bears in prime time. But unless it changes because playoff indication is not that necessary for the Bears after tomorrow night and after what happens Sunday with that Rams Seahawks game and with the Niners Saints, then it might be a possibility that Bears game with the Chiefs could get flexed into to early in the afternoon.
Hmm.
Well, okay, and so also I want to say that we will have a show on Friday. We will be interviewing Tom Brown, and we will be doing that on Friday at 5.
So, yeah, we got Mindy this week.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody watch VH Search. That's all I'm going to say. I could let it out, but I'm not going to.
Okay, well, we will. And we better go because I want to save my voice, but we will be back on Friday. And Bobby, don't do anything stupid at your Christmas party.
I won't. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you Friday. Bye.
Have fun.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye, David. Bye.